What's up? It's your girl T.
And it's your girl Dev.
And welcome to What's the Point podcast,
where we're real friends who have real talk about real life.
All right. Well, it's good to see y'all again.
Yes.
I feel like y'all are right here with us.
I know. Like, welcome back for another episode.
How you
doing? We're glad y'all are here.
I'm good.
Oh, you're asking me or the people?
Oh, I feel like I was asking you / the people. Yeah. But how have y'all been, too?
Right, we hope y'all are doing good on this beautiful Wednesday.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you're listening to us on the way to work or on the way home or cooking dinner or whatever you're doing.
Whatever you're doing. And I just realized, too, Dev, I'm asking you how you've been. And honestly, our little game is down here.
Oh, yes. We didn't play it on the last episode, but...
Oh,
we got here.
I'm just gonna randomly pick one.
Yeah,
pick like random card. Like maybe since, I don't know. I'll give you like some and you can pick up. Okay. And this is like life. Do you want to do life or deep?
Let's do. What are we talking about today? We're talking about
hurt.
Okay. Let's do.
You want to do deep?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't think we've done a deep one, even though I see some on the table, but
we need a deep. We haven't done it in a while because we want y'all to join us. Like we said, we want y'all to let us know what this game should be called.
Yes.
Or this segment. I feel like I handed you all of them. So we can just split it.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Yes. So like we said, we hope y'all are doing well today and things are going good for you.
So I'm going to just pick a random one, whatever it says.
I said random, but I'm reading. Now, hold on.
I was reading.
Girl. Let's see. In what way do you feel your childhood was happier than others?
Oh, my. That's a good one.
No, that is a good one.
In what way did I feel like my childhood was better than others?
Happier
than others?
Yeah.
I had a huge and still have a very huge village.
Okay.
People who were like not connected to me at all, but connected to my family of some sort, whether it be church, past like girlfriend, boyfriend of family members, like just really closeness. And I had a way and still do of bringing people together. And so I always experience so much love. And I think that it's happier than others because I think you don't appreciate it until you're an adult.
Yeah.
And you don't realize that there's a lot of adults who are, oh my gosh, no pun intended, but hurt and, you know, not loved. Mm-hmm. And I was loved. Mm-hmm. Still am to this day. So
I love that.
Yeah, I experienced my village enormous. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm talking for my recent graduation, I invited all of maybe like 75 people, probably all just about 65 to 68 people came.
Mm-hmm.
That's not even counting like, you know, gifts or just, hey, I couldn't make it.
Yeah.
Just beautiful.
Right. Just their presence.
Just beautiful. So yeah. What about you?
Kind of similar. I was going to say that I have really supportive parents growing up. I think that we had a very close-knit family because it was four of us. And I think that we really just, like, even my brother and I, we talk about it a lot to this day of, like, we grew up well. And, like, looking back, I can say I appreciate that because I know a lot of people didn't grow up in that aspect. But I appreciate the things that my parents did that we didn't know about. You know, like, the things that when you grow up, you're like, oh, that's what y'all was doing.
Right.
But, like, we had no idea that y'all was going through that type of stuff. Well, you know, so it's like, I think that we grew up very well, very supportive parents, very supportive grandparents, a nice village. So, yeah, just growing up with people who cared and people who loved us.
Yeah. It makes a difference.
It definitely makes a difference. When you grow up and it's like, you know, just things happen in life.
Yeah.
And you need people to fall back on or you need things to look back on and be like, you know, you had support growing up. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have any complaints in that department. Yeah, I love that.
Complaints about my childhood, I could say that, yeah.
I love that. All right, what are some of your personal rules that you refuse to break? There's something in that.
Personal rules
that you refuse to break.
That's a good one, friend. Because
I like
now
that
I really
one.
Have to think about what rules do I have that I don't break.
Mm-hmm. maybe one.
Yeah, like one. I'm trying to think. One huge rule.
Two huge rules. Like,
do you know yours?
Yes and no. I'm very loyal. So I refuse to break my loyalty.
Okay.
Whether that be, I guess, towards someone, I don't, you know, like, my friends need to be loyal, but I don't break my loyalty. Like, I don't care if we're not cool.
Yeah.
If we are the best of friends. Loyalty is a personal rule that I do not, you know, break my loyalty or confidentiality. Probably my peace. Like, personally, I don't allow anything to disturb my peace. This looked like very generic, but you know.
Yeah.
I don't like people to break my peace. Damn, I got a lot.
Yeah.
Another one, I feel like I don't allow people to, or I don't allow love to hurt. That's a huge one for me, because I really love people, and you have to be careful, because when you love people to that extent, kind of back to the question, you know love, so I know how to love you through hurt, pain, whatever. I don't allow people to, I don't allow love towards me to hurt. Like, you're not going to hurt me.
Yeah. And still say you love me.
And still say, nah.
Yeah. Friend, what is mine?
What, Debbie, what you got them. Think. Okay. Think you got thinking. This friend.
Okay. I would say that I don't loan out money that I don't have.
Okay. Yes. See, that's a good.
Or I don't loan out money if I feel like I'm going to be looking for it. You know, like,
yeah.
I'm big on that, because I feel like if you loaned out the money, like, you can't control when you get it back. Even if somebody's like, oh, I'm going to send it back to you on Friday.
Right. You don't get,
don't
you
worry
know.
About it.
Yeah.
I do like the loyalty thing, as far as, like, not letting people play in your face.
I feel like tone. Didn't you tell me one time tone is a thing?
Oh, yeah. Tone is definitely a thing for me. I always try to control my tone with people. So I don't like when people try to talk to me out of tone. And I will remove myself.
Yeah, a lot I feel of the like time. Tone is a thing for you.
Yeah, so that's one of my rules, is watch how you speak to me.
Yeah.
And the money one too. I'm
not, yeah, that's a huge one though. Yeah. The tone, honey, because.
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
Because like going back to our episode, I feel like we talked about that. It's like,
yeah.
Your tone does matter.
It does.
Yeah.
It really
your
does.
Delivery matters.
Okay, friend. All right, well, I like those.
I like those fun. Questions. Those were good.
I love a little good deep right, talk.
Right, a nice
honey.
Little deep talk, honey. Well, that's good. Well, how else have you been doing, friend? You been doing well?
Yes, honey, I'm doing well. Like I said in the last episode, I'm doing better.
Yes, good.
I'm just doing better.
Yeah.
And it only goes up from here, you know?
It does, because now we're, well, this is still the first quarter. We're still in the first quarter of the
When's
year.
The end of the first quarter? March, right?
The end of March. So April.
Oh, okay, cool.
Second quarter, but yeah, I'm.
That's yeah, and typically my second quarter starts getting very busy. So,
well, yeah. They say technically March is the new year.
Really? Well, maybe that's
Isis
true.
Season, I believe, starts the beginning of like the seasons.
Well,
yeah,
I'm with the Pisces because I feel a lot better.
Yeah,
I January, can say the same, yeah. All that
out of here.
I mean, I needed it, but yeah, I'm better. Yeah. What about you, friend?
Same here. I'm doing better, too. You know, last week I was like, you know, I felt refreshed. I still feel that same way.
Good.
I feel like I'm still, the February started the new year, but March really, like, enforced it.
It's giving. It's giving what it needs
it's
to give.
Giving, yeah, get back in your bag. I'm back in the gym.
That's right.
I'm back in my biggie bag.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be Wendy's.
It's that's what I'm like. It's really I'm back. Like I feel like the last couple of episodes, like the first, you know, January, it was just if you saw T, it was giving blah. You know,
right? It was giving
I was
blah.
Just not was loud business, and just bubbly. Now I'm back, baby. I'm back.
I'm cracking jokes again.
Right. I'm really back, and I feel like you have to normalize that. Like it's okay if you go through your moments of, you know, if it's depression, it's depression. If it's I need some time to get my stuff together, that's what it is. But. Yeah, I'm back, honey.
Yeah. I saw this thing on, it was either Twitter or Instagram, but it basically said, I have to stop trying to tell myself to get back to who I was because I'm not that person anymore.
Exactly.
And that really resonated because it's like, I'm not that person anymore. I am growing. I'm constantly growing. I'm constantly changing. And it's like for me to say, oh, I can't wait to get back to myself. Who is that person anymore?
Yeah. I feel like, and that was what was troubling me. Yeah. I was like, you know, girl, what's going on? You did so well in 2023. What's happening for you? Yeah. And I really had to get it all together. And even I had to be okay with it not being together. Mm-hmm. But I say that to say, like, it's okay to not be okay. And honey, between the weather and just, you know, life, I wasn't okay. Yeah. I wasn't okay.
Same.
But
I'm really better now. Yeah, friend. Well, you know what I was going
through. Oh, yeah.
I was just going through trouble.
Trouble.
Fighting demons. But now we're back on the other side.
Yeah, we back on the other side.
It's only up from here, like you said.
It's only up. We back on the other side. We ain't necessarily got to be outside, but we there.
Yeah, because right now it's been raining. The weather has not been the best. But spring is coming.
It's, yeah.
What did the groundhog say? 6 more weeks of winter.
I don't believe in that.
He said 6 more weeks of winter, so spring should be coming soon. The flowers are starting to bloom.
Yeah, and see, when you said that, I started getting distracted because do they have the same groundhog?
Why did I look that up? And they're trying to say that it's the same groundhog from 1920s.
Oh, I know you lying.
I think we're stupid. they keep the same name, but it's got to be a different groundhog.
What's his name?
Pennsylvania, something like that. Pennsylvania.
Next, let's go ahead and get into the.
Let's get into our real talk.
To let it go.
Yes.
Let it go.
Let that hurt go.
Let it go. Mm-hmm. I just love it. All right. Just get into it, friend. Get into it. How did you get over being bitter? How did you get over just, you know?
Yeah. So I feel like this episode is going to be a therapy session. Because, okay, I'll say this. I don't think I have ever, well, bitter is such a strong word.
Bitter is just a nice, dark way of saying discomfort. I feel like everybody has been bitter.
Okay.
At some point.
Yo, everyone has been bitter. I definitely like the change of definition, though. That is another word to say discomfort. Because we all have been bitter. There's all been something that has happened that has made us have a sour taste in our mouth.
Yeah.
And I think I have just gotten out of a stage of having a very sour disgust in my mouth. And so now that I'm out of that stage, I think what helped me was time, prayer, time with self, journaling, meditating, working out, walking, you know, really just, I think just really being with myself.
Right.
And really like analyzing the situation that upset me or the situation that made me bitter. And really recognizing what it was.
Right.
And once all the pieces start to click together, you know, you can move on.
Once the math started mathing,
then you realize, oh, okay, like I wasn't tripping, but you still have the right to feel how you feel.
Right.
Know, like I still had the right to feel upset or bitter or whatever. But I think once I kind of like just gave myself the time to get over the situation, that's when I was able to just say, it's not even worth being bitter. Because when I think being bitter, I feel like somebody has some control over you.
Really?
You know? Yes. Because I feel like bitter has such a negative connotation to where it's like, oh, she's bitter.
She's sour.
Oh, she's sour. Like, she, I did something that has her so in a tizzy.
Yeah.
And I don't never want anyone to have that type of control.
I don't really view bitter like that.
Okay.
How do you do it? I mean, I agree to what you're saying. Like, it does take the discomfort to kind of happen. But I think bitter is like when you're really in a space where kind of like you're in your own way. Like, you feel like you're so discomforted. Nothing's gonna make you feel better. No person, no, you know, interactions, whether it be socially, not socially, like media, whatever, not social media, but just media in general. Like, you don't want to see the romance. You don't want to see, you know, the hunkadory love. Just all of those things. It's just, I don't want none of it. Like, you're just in discomfort.
Yeah. Now, I've been at one of them stages before, too. Yeah. When it's like, I don't want to see. When I was in that stage, I called it my man-hating stage. The man-hating train. I was the president of the man-hating club.
And I feel like
I took that role away. I'm not there.
Right. I feel like it's okay to, like, be at a space where I have it. I've had it. I'm done. Mm-hmm. That's the way I see bitter. Yeah. And that's why I said everyone has been bitter. It's just, are you going to be stuck in it? And I feel like some people are very much so, like, you didn't let that go. You did not let that hurt go. And you are just walking around like a madhouse. And nobody wants to be around you.
Yeah. Because I feel like that's when it starts to turn into more, like, stubbornness. Like, now you're getting stuck into the bitterness.
Like, you cool with it.
Uh-huh. And I feel like you should never want to be cool with that.
No. Because it's supposed to be, it's not comfortable. That's why I said bitterness is discomfort. You cannot be comfortable and be bitter. If you're comfortable and bitter, then stay where you at.
A sour person. Because I feel like bitter, that's not in my personality. Mm-mm. So it's like when I start feeling bitter, I'm not myself. Mm-mm. I'm not feeling myself.
You need to get that in check. But I agree. Like, I've had kind of the similar situation of a very discomforting situation. Mm-hmm. And it's like after that, for me, a series of discomforting situations happened. Mm-hmm. Just an occurrence of just all the things, like the worst things that could happen. And mm-hmm. I was just like, you know what? I'm mad. Mm-hmm. I'm mad as hell. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like that's what bitter was for me. Mm-hmm. I'm over it. Like, I'm over it. I don't want to talk to nobody. Yeah. I don't want to be around nobody. Like, just kind of isolating myself and putting myself on an island. But mm-hmm. it's just like, no, you're just really upset right now. Mm-hmm. And you really need to get that in check.
Yeah.
For self. Yeah. Not nobody else. Like, I agree with what you said. Like, it's not about anybody else. It's for you. Mm-hmm. Get that in shape.
Yeah. And, like, I think going back to what you said about the bitterness, though, like, once you kind of let someone have that control over you, mm-hmm. it's, like, out of your hand at this point. And going back to what you said, it's for you to get over that bitterness.
Right.
It doesn't have anything to do with anybody else. But also, when you are bitter, it does help to just say, I'm mad. I'm angry. I don't like how that went.
Yeah.
I don't like why this person did that. I don't like da 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 da. That's okay. That even helped me when I was feeling bitter. Is I'ma just say straight up, I'm mad. I don't like how they did that. I don't like that. And I'm pissed. Boom.
I learned with being bitter, I stopped saying I'm fine. I'm like, I'm not fine.
Yeah.
I'm not fine, good.
I'm pissed. I'm mad.
I'm mad. Like last episode. The way I would like to react, I'm upset because I've hit a growth point that I typically would act this way. Mm-hmm. I don't want to act that way. I'm just mad. Like, you know, like, I'm just mad. Yeah. I'm short. And that's why I said it just wasn't for me. Mm-hmm. It wasn't for me. That's why I was like, let me check it at the door, honey.
Yeah.
And let me come back. And when I come back to you, hopefully you'll have a better me. If you don't have a better me, then
It's not for us.
I'm gonna go ahead and remove myself for that one.
I'm gonna go ahead and move the fuck on.
Yeah, because if it's still bothering me and I can't really, if I've forgiven it and it's still a reminder, it's like I can't be myself, so I kind of need to.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's like you have to decide whether you can move on from it and actually be okay with forgiving the person.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that goes into, like, forgiveness. Because I feel like forgiveness, one, is for you, mm-hmm. especially with bitterness. But at the same time, you have to forgive a person without the record of what happened. And you did this. And you said this to me.
Yeah.
But I forgive you. No, you don't.
Yeah, like, that defeats the whole purpose. Because with forgiveness, the slate is cleared.
It's done. Like, mm-hmm. and you got to be okay with it. Mm-hmm. And say, I forgive you. Once you said, I forgive you, you don't get to hold on to the discomfort and the anger and all of those things. It's like, right. move on.
Yeah. It's like, move on. You said you were okay with it, right? So don't bring it up no more.
Because then it's giving bitter.
Because it's giving bitter and it's giving, you lied. You said you was over it. You said
and you're not. Them. You're not. And we've been there. We've been there. We said, I forgive you. You ain't forgave that.
I never said that. If I don't forgive you, I'm not saying I forgive you.
I really do forgive people. I think for me, transparently in the past, I've just forgiven people. And in the back of my mind, I have a whole scroll of what you did. Like, I have mm-hmm. data. Mm-hmm. evidence, dates, time. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very just, it was very dark, you know? And I had to really learn, like, forgiveness means let it go. And in letting it go, that's it. All that stuff is kind of erased.
Yeah. I mean, I like what you said, that forgiveness is for you, you know, like, for the person who's dealing with it. Because it's an ego thing for the other person.
Right.
Like, okay, you forgive me, cool. Like, that means that we good, right? But it's like, you know that if you're not really over it for real, you forgave them out of just like, I forgive them. Mm-hmm. You're still dealing with the issue, but they think it's cool.
Yeah, and that's what I meant by that point of, you know, if it's still bothering you and wrestling with you, you can forgive that person without them even knowing and just forgive them in your heart and just honestly move on. Like, it doesn't have to be nasty.
Yeah.
I don't think it has to be nasty, but call it what it is. Like, if that person is going to be prideful, like you said, and it's like, oh, it's over with. Mm-hmm. No, no. I still, you know, personally, I still feel a type of way. Okay, well, take your time, forgive them. And that just might not be that person or that friend or, you know, those things. So,
I think personally, when I look back on my life, I'm like, do I forgive easily? Or do I not? And I don't. I think I feel like I make you work for it.
Oh, my.
Not like that, but I'm like, if I'm going to forgive you, forgiveness comes with changed behavior.
Oh,
you have to show me that it's worth forgiving you for what you did. If you wronged me, why would I forgive you if you're still doing wrong?
Right.
Like, that defeats the whole purpose of the apology and for me forgiving you.
Yeah, I like the changed behavior. Mm-hmm. I feel like, honestly, I forgive easy, but when I say forgive easy, like, I'm forgiving you in my heart. How I move forward with that is just a little bit different.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still a bit more, I always say, like, the first experience that you get of me is, that's what you want. Like, when people first meet me or you first start interacting with me, we build a relationship, that's the tea that you want. That's right. Who you want. If you have done something, I forgive you, depending on like what has happened situationally, what has transpired, you might get a different side of me. And that doesn't mean I don't forgive you. I'm just a bit more guarded. And people don't like that. And I'm like, well, I tried to give you the good parts. You didn't.
You played.
You didn't do well with that. So, next.
I feel like forgiveness is a little situational. I hate to be devil's advocate because I really play that role all the time. But
yeah,
I do feel like it's situational. Some stuff, even though we're supposed to forgive, we're supposed to do that, all whatever. But sometimes people just don't do things that should be forgiven.
Right. And see, my thing with bitterness and like discomfort is I'm not about to hold the grudge against you.
Yeah.
So that's why I said I forgive easy. I forgive you. But does that mean like we're gonna go out to lunch tomorrow? Hell no. Yeah. You know, no, we're not doing that. Are you, do you not remember?
No, I agree with you.
Do you not remember? It's the principle.
Y'all need to go back to season one.
It's the principle. Like, you still was foul. You did a lot. And we can talk about what you did. But to think like we're gonna sit up and kiki and kumbaya.
Yeah, that's not happening.
I don't really
especially if you know you did wrong, you was low down.
You were low to the ground. Like,
you was, yeah, you was low to the ground.
No, but you don't have to worry about me, like, talking about you or talking about how you hurt me. That's not my style.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like once, if I say I'm going to consciously say, okay, I forgive this person, that means I'm moving on with it.
Yeah.
Like, I forgive you. But that doesn't mean that we're besties. That doesn't mean
I was
going
to say, like,
don't call my phone. Don't text me. None of that.
Like, your access to me is not necessarily denied, but it's giving, you don't have full access.
It's giving tread lightly.
Right. It's just really giving, you don't have full access. Like, no.
Yeah, for me, you don't have no access.
Kind of need a permission slip. At this point, I signed the permission slip. I don't think so. That's not how permission slips
matter
work.
Fact, you need to send an apology through Zelle. How about that? And then I might be like, oh, okay,
maybe
we can talk about it, but probably not.
No, but I'll just say I do. Like, I really try to forgive. I really do. I really do. Because I feel like it's a certain power that you allow people to have over you. You're right.
Yeah.
As far as if you allow this stuff to fester. So I do try to forgive. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I ain't going to be no idiot either. Like,
and that's the thing. Like, I do believe that we should forgive those who do wrong. But don't be stupid.
No. Now,
if people playing in your face all the time, like, you can forgive them, but you don't need to fuck around with them no more.
Yeah. And I have had people who came to me, like, not necessarily saying, do you forgive me, but alluding to that. Like, are we still okay? Like, is everything all right between us? And I'm like, in my heart, in my mind, I've forgiven you. Now, like I said, if you're getting a different me, what's supposed to happen?
Yeah.
We supposed to be cool?
No.
Everybody don't do that. You know, I get it. Some people do that.
Some people do that. And that's when the boundaries are questionable. But it's like, me personally, if you do me wrong, I could forgive you. But we'll never be cool again.
No, it's like the healthy boundary. Like you said, it's we should have healthy relationships. Mm-hmm. Unhealthy relationships are, oh, you do me wrong. You know, I accept it. Let's kiss and make up. Oh, girl, you said this to me. I know that you were coming from a hurtful place. I know. Don't worry about it. No, I need you to worry about that because mm-hmm. that doesn't need to show up again.
Yeah.
And it's not just me. You don't need to show that type of behavior
to nobody.
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to hold you accountable from a light of the person that you are.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, you need to keep that right on over there.
Yeah.
And God bless. Mm-hmm. I agree. God bless. That's all forgiveness.
All I can do is pray for you.
I literally have told people, all right, that's a wrap. God bless you. Uh-huh. And then we're out. Blocked.
Have the day that you deserve. And be blessed. You have a good one.
Literally.
But yeah, no, I want to know what the people think about forgiveness.
Yeah, I
like,
do too.
How do y'all feel about forgiveness? Do y'all forgive easy? Do y'all hold grudges? Does it depend?
Grudges, yeah. Because, you know, you can hold a grudge without even knowing it.
You definitely can. I think when I was younger, I used to hold grudges, but I don't do that no more because that takes up energy.
Yeah.
It takes up energy to be mad. It takes up energy to hold that in you. You
know? Like, I'm not talking to her.
Right. I'm not talking to her because you don't even remember why y'all not speaking.
It's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. That's why I said it's giving a no. Yeah. So, kind of bringing us to the idea of bitterness and resentment. What is resentment? Anyways, what is that?
Resentment. Every time I hear resentment, I think of that Beyonce song.
Me too. Resentment. And I'm like, I'm trying to think. I never something. What'd she say?
She basically was telling him, like, you were cheating, but you had a bad bitch here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so full of resentment. Like, I hate you for that, basically. Like,
oh, I'm so full of resentment. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. I'm so full of resentment. Yeah, no. Yeah. I can't resonate with that.
I can't resonate with that either, but I definitely could see how somebody could.
Because
I think resentment is more so like, look it up, friend. You got your computer.
Okay, friend. Let me look it up because I'm going to be honest. Maybe y'all know what resentment is. It's a beautiful word. But it is a nice word.
What
does it mean
really
right now?
Word,
it's not helping.
It's negative.
Okay, so it's in correlation to bitterness. So it's having been treated unfairly. Mm-hmm. So you were treated unfairly. Mm. So now you're resentful.
Okay.
So bitterness and resentment, you know, go hand in hand. You treated unfairly.
I've probably felt resentful before.
I'm full of being treated unfair is what Beyonce was trying to say. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. That's why you forgive, because I'm not holding that.
That's the thing. You hold, that's a lot to be holding. Yeah, holding resentment. Like, that's like holding a grudge.
Yeah.
But not so. I feel like when you hold a grudge, it's like, oh, I don't fuck with them because X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
I'm never going to mess with them.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. But, like, resentment seems more like, you know, obviously there was multiple things treated unfairly.
Yeah, and I'm just full. I'm over it.
Yeah, I'm just over it.
I'm just full of resentment. I'm full of being unfair, treated unfairly.
Yeah.
Hell, then that means black people. We full
that's
of
what
resentment.
I'm saying. We full of resentment. And if that's the case, we walk around with resentment.
Maybe that's
every day.
Why we walk around like that.
Maybe
it's connecting. Mm-hmm. It's you know how they say. I mean, I can say how they say black women are angry black women. Mm-hmm. Or we show the case that uh-huh. I'm like, hell yeah, we probably feel like
yeah,
that. You know
we
what we can endure
treated unfairly every day.
Every day,
as the black woman. The most disrespected person.
But I can say now, the millennials, we showing out. Because now we're full of friends.
Wait a minute. Before we get into that, not to cut you off.
What happened?
About the millennial talk. Why did my brother, he going to say, yeah, you're not a millennial. You're Gen X.
Or
Gen
Z. I think we are. We are technically.
Gen Z, and I don't like
but that. But I'm a millennial.
I'm claiming millennial. I ain't with the Gen Z's. I'm sorry.
I'm not with that. Because we on the cusp.
We on the cusp. 1997 is the cusp, baby. But yeah, the articles keep trying to throw us with Gen Z.
Where I ain't with them. I ain't with them. No offense. No, my brother is a
Gen Z.
I know y'all, we make up our own thing. Y'all some troopers, but it ain't for me. I'm on the hardworking team. I definitely was like, no, we're millennial, but no, I'm a millennial. I knew the article. I mean, I don't know the particular article, yeah, but I've seen some.
I'm still
but I'm gonna claim what I claim.
Yeah,
and that's what I am. But that's why I'm like, we are really full.
Yeah, we could be. That could be the thing. We could be full.
Because it was like a light bulb. Because, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. You learn something new every day.
Every day. That's how we act the way we do.
It is. It could be. No, for real. They should do a study on that. Like, because we're not just angry. You know, like, black women are not just angry.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. You have to think, because the first thing we feel is in anxiety sometimes is irritation, an attitude. And I'm like, when you full of something, bitterness, anger, like, that stuff is generationally passed. So,
yeah.
Dang. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Anyways. With that being said, but we're doing our thing because, you know, the new age women, us, is why we're trying to practice the freedom.
Yeah.
We're giving love, peace.
Yeah, we're trying to.
Please.
Yeah.
Treat me nice.
Right. We're trying to.
Treat me kind.
We want to treat y'all nice. Treat us nice.
Yeah. We're really practicing that. So that's why I'm like, shout out to us, because we see anger, hurt, what bitterness looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And we're saying, you know what? No more.
Yeah, yes, we're trying to change it for the ones that come
right. Yes, yeah. We'll talk about it. You probably have, like I said, you've been bitter before.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
We're normalizing it. And in the case is, you know, just love. Replace it with love and forgiveness.
Yeah, and really just replace it with self. You know, like,
yeah,
going back to what we said, like, the bitterness and the forgiveness, it all has to do with you.
It's not healthy.
It's not healthy to carry that hurt around.
Mm-mm.
So let that hurt go.
Let it go. And that brings us to, you know, really, you just held everybody accountable. Because, honestly, that's our accountability moment of just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Let it go. It's your choice.
Yeah. It's your choice.
Let it go.
Yeah. And, I mean, if we want to wrap it all up, you know, like, people are gonna do you wrong. We've all felt bitter before, but mm-hmm. you choose how you handle that or how you go about that. Mm-hmm. Like, you want to fight fire with fire, you want to be fight mean with mean, or you want to just move on for yourself.
Yeah, I feel like that's a good thing. And just kind of like still speaking from the heart, as far as like real life, I also think like forgiveness, I can only speak from transparency. Respectfully feel the way that you need to feel. If you mad as hell, cool. If you need to, you know, punch a wall, break something, that's your business.
Yeah.
You know, that's on you. But, you know, I feel like it has to be released. And only time will tell, like you said.
Yeah.
Like time, it takes time to heal. You're not going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So give yourself time. And then you need to enter into a space of forgiveness. You have to forgive.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say the same though, friend. Like, it's all about you, how you choose to handle it. Like, if you want to get over the stuff, you can get over it.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself grace. Give yourself time. Be mad. Be sad. Feel all the emotions that you need to feel. Journal. Write it away. What Solange say? Shop it away.
Shop
it away.
I had to.
Sex it away. Whatever you gotta do.
You need to do whatever you need to. I really
healthy
feel.
Healthy coping mechanism.
Healthy. By yourself. Don't be involved with nobody.
Yeah. Don't try to get up under someone else to get over
right.
Someone
I ain't tell
else.
You
don't
to slash that man's tire.
I didn't tell you to throw that brick.
Right. Don't do that. Don't do that. But I really feel like, you know, there's rage rooms.
Right.
You know,
you have that now.
Gun range.
You can go smash stuff up.
You do whatever you gotta do. Let it go.
Yeah,
it's
don't
really
tear
emotions.
Your house up. Don't tear your house up.
I mean, if you're gonna tear your house up, you know, that's your house.
Well, make sure you can get that deposit back.
just feel like it's that's your stuff. Yeah. But just don't go up tearing about nobody else.
Don't do that.
Get locked up. Don't do that. But I just feel like give yourself time.
Yeah.
Heal and just give yourself time. If it take 30 days, it take 30 days. If it take 5 years, it take five years.
Yeah, like if it take 5 years.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of time.
If it takes 5 years to truly forgive, then that's your time. That's nobody else's business.
That is true. Because if they really did you wrong, then
we're your real friends here. Right. We're telling you.
Yeah.
Do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna judge you. You can even tell me. Just write us on. I promise I won't say nothing.
Yeah, you can even write us. Yeah, write us.
Let us know. Let us know how you gonna get through it. Shoot us a DM. Just let us know. Yeah. I promise you. It's all right. We're not gonna judge you.
Because we been through it. Like I said, I just got over some shit that I was upset about. Now light as a bird, fly as a bee.
Yeah. Everybody done been through something.
Yeah.
You think your mom and dad just ain't went through nothing? Please.
Right. Like, everybody has gone through something. We've all been bitter. We've all been upset. We've all been resentful.
We've all been just mad as hell. Mm-hmm. And with that,
yeah,
we are going to close on out. I feel like we're in church when we say close on out.
Right. We don't have no church announcements. All right. But y'all should follow us. Do we have a song for this week, Brian?
We do. We have. That's why I was stuck on Let It Go.
Letting
it play in my head. But Let It Go by Keisha Cole. Y'all know. Y'all know
love
Keisha.
That song over here.
Let It Go. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you the lyrics right now. They was in my head. If you don't give something, if you don't want it the right way and something.
Let it go. Let it go.
That ain't it. Y'all know the song. Y'all know the song.
We're not going to sing it on the mic.
Go play it because we don't even know the lyrics. But go play Let It Go.
Speaking of our playlist, I guess we could announce
Our playlist. So we have a playlist with all of the songs we mentioned as our vibe of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So please feel free to follow it on Apple Music as of right now.
And Spotify.
Yeah. I'm not a Spotify girly. So we have it on Spotify, Apple Music. You know, vibe out with us. And again, if this song is, you know, relating to you, you're like, oh, I needed that. Play it.
Blast it in the car.
Alexa, play Let It Go. Okay, with that being said, again, we're going to close out and follow us on IG @_what's_the_point_podcast. I'm going to get it one day.
Yep.
@what's_the_point_podcast. You can follow me on my personal IG @_ILoveNewYork.
And you can follow me at Devin.Nicole. That's Devin with an A, Nicole with two E's.
Yes. So with that,
we'll see y'all in the next episode.
Bye.
You need to get it if he don't wanna love you the right way. He ain't gonna. It ain't where he's at, it's where he wanna be.
Like that, but it ain't even gotta be like that. Yo man, he be calling me back. He say I'm fine, and a matter of fact, he asked how I do that fit my jeans over baby fat. Listen, I don't know the type of tricks he playing, but I should warn you, I don't want you, man.
I understand why you wanna try, make him stay home late at night. But if he wanna go, he'll be gone. No lie, I can't explain how many times I tried, how many times I cried.
The land.